Okay, we're in Hilchos, the section of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Now we're doing Tavkuf Samech, Lasot Zecher L'Churban. We're going to quickly restart from Aleph, but please listen. There was a good important intro that we started last time. Aleph. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash. So once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, right? We're still in that state. Tiknu Chachamim Shehayu Be'oto Hador. Chachamim made a takana. She'ein bonim le'olam, we should never build binyan mesuyad u'mechiyar kebinyan hamalachim. We should not be building a fancy palace, the walls all made of limestone or whatever sort of material that they used. It was and then beautified with paint or pictures of paint, like the houses, the palaces of kings. Ella, how should we build? Tach beito betit, we first put on some kind of a cement coating, v'sad besid, and then you cover that up with this limestone, perhaps some kind of a plaster. U'mishayer mekom amal amal keneged hapetach belosid, and then on top of that we leave a complete ama by ama, right somewhere between 48 to 58 centimeters or 19 to 23 inches, and perhaps now I'll just throw out there real quick. General Shi'urim, we're medactic 100%, and if you're minus an inch or a centimeter, you're generally not Yotze. Happens to be, in this case, the whole point is Zecher L'Churban. It could be if it's a drop less, then you still might be Yotze, the Menat. Keneged a petach belosid. So we mentioned it by the doorway, so when you open up the door, you see it, or above the doorway, perhaps. Happens to be, I just looked at mine today, and I noticed that mine's actually a little bit small, so I'm definitely going to increase mine. And we have a little gold imeshkachech on top of it, so that's questionable. So my wife agreed that we're going to move it up on top of it instead of leaving it inside. Perhaps that takes away from it. And if you buy a chatzer and it's all, or a house, whatever, it's all done, it's all made up. It was done beheter by a goyim. Harezo bechetz ketah ve'ein mechayivin oto liklof baktalim. So if you already buy it and it was already done beheter and it's all done, there's no chil for you now to come and to remove it.
So it's a chotzer, so presumably it's a bias as well. Yes, certainly a house.
Certainly, poskim will say a house. You can let me know later. I'm not exactly clear why the word is chatzer by it, but good question. Don't have a good answer on that one offhand. Okay, they discuss just using a picture of Yerushalayim, taking a picture Amma Ba'amma. Everyone says that's not okay. That doesn't fulfill the minhag whatsoever. But there are some who say if you take black paint and you make paint an Amma and Amma, you're actually Yotze. Interesting. Some of the heterim nowadays, now according to the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, you definitely need to do both. First do like a cement layer and then plaster, and make sure you also have an amma ba'amma of no white limestone or plaster showing. But many people don't do this in their home. So like we mentioned, I think we started to mention, either you bought it like that and that's why you don't have it like that in your house. It could be, some are limud zchus, that our plaster is not the same as the olden days plaster. Also, some point out that you don't have to actually do an amma be'amma if you first have a layer of like cement, or and it's not only white limestone, or our limestone, the poskim write, or our walls, is not, it's mixed with sand. It's not the same material that Chazal or Osa. Could be that our material nowadays is better or worse or different. But anyway, the general minhag everyone writes is, bottom line, if you were building it, you should leave an amma ba'amma, and you're allowed, and then beyond that, you're allowed to make your walls however you want. You don't have to worry about it. You can put paint, or fancy paint. You can do wallpaper, but still leave an amma ba'amma, and then your yotze, the takana of Chazal, and that's definitely what Chazal wants. Let's see. Okay. A question was raised, what happens if you're a renter? So it's important. So it's brought down in the Igros Moshe, and I think also by could be also it's written in, I saw in Dirshu. So it's just a quote, so you can look it up, but it sounds like the same from Chazon Ish and Rav Eliashiv, but certainly Gros Moshe writes that an owner of an apartment building or a house that he's not moving into, he's not living there, it's for him, it's for business, it's not for living into, he does not have to leave this Amma Ba'amma. 100% mutter for him to build without this Amma Ba'amma. It's not the contractor's job to make sure that there's Amma Ba'amma. And when I actually bought on paper, so I asked the Kablan to leave an Amma Ba'amma. So they didn't know what I was talking about. It was a from contractor, anyway. But and then they kind of agreed to, but then they kind of said it's just too complicated for them. It's just easier to let their Arab workers just do the house and start. So afterwards, we scraped away at the white plaster. So we had our Amma Ba'amma. Anyways, and so you don't have to if you're building for a business to rent out. Now, what happens for the renters themselves? So also, it wasn't, so I think most right, they're not chayev. A renter himself is not chayev. I mean, it kind of seems like that beferush in the Shulchan Aruch. Igor Smosha writes, they're for sure not chayev. The Chazon Ish and Rav Eliashiv says they should. I don't know chayev or not chayev, but they should. However, all this is on dependent if you get permission from the owner, because it's the owner's apartment or the owner's house. So if you're going to do it, you have to get permission or at least put it back. It could be you're allowed to if you put it back. I don't know, Shailat Chacham Lechatchila, if you should or shouldn't. But certainly, and I double-checked just for fun with local Dayan, Dayan Solomon. He said, and if you came to Beis Din, for sure you would make the renter pay for the damages. Because al pi halacha, the owner is not chayev to do it. Right, we saw that in Igros Moshe. The owner is not chayev to do it, and therefore the renter has to return it the way he got it.
And the list of things that Rambam brings down that the Secher is chayev to do, mezuzah and makel, it's not listed.
Okay.
But it's just, he doesn't touch it. It's not.
Well, over here? I don't. Okay. All right.
Said that if you have the right to do whatever paint job you want to do in your rented apartment, then you.
Oh, okay. So, good point. Now, if you are entitled to do whatever you want, or you get the apartment and the guy's unfinished, unpainted, and you can return it unpainted. So, wherever you repaint, you should, that the poskim all say, you should leave that one Amma Ba'amma where it looks like whatever, a little messed up or dented or whatever, and don't fix up one Amma Ba'amma. If you're repainting, and you're, whatever, anytime you're repainting, you're supposed to leave that Amma Ba'amma of unpainted. So it'll look like it looks right now for that Amma Ba'amma, but you don't have to scrape away. And in fact, that could be a problem to scrape away, like we mentioned. So it depends on the contract. It really depends. Some are you have to return it the way I gave it to you. That's the general way, but often it's return it painted, and in some places, and very often, depends where you live, very often it's you just leave it with the wear and tear and you don't have to touch it up. But if it's beyond wear and tear, then general contracts are you have to return it to that level. Okay, whatever. Okay. Let's see. Anything else you want to point out? The square. So the poskim might, b'dafka, it's supposed to be a square lechatchila. So what if you can't? Right? You put it based on your geometry or whatever, the spatial of your walls. You can't do a perfect square. So Igros Moshe says, sure, no problem. Just do a rectangle. Just make sure it's that same square area. Right? The quote of Chaim Kanievsky to say, so then move it somewhere else. Put it somewhere else where you can make sure you have your a perfect square. Anyways, more or less. I don't mean to be perfect, but basically a square. So that's okay. Let's see what else important things that come up often. I think that mostly covers it. Fine. Let's go on. That's that. Let's do a bet. Now, Chazal also made a takana that when you set your table to have a meal, mechaser mimenu me'at. Wait, this is not when you're Shabbos. We're not talking about Shabbos, and we're not talking about you're having your own regular meal with your family every night. We're talking about when you have guests or a bigger party, whatever. Mechaser mimenu me'at umaniach makom panui. Leave something out, and so the Gemara just says leave something out. Let's say serve one small dish less than you used to. Example in the Gemara was a kasa daharsana, some little fish dish that you don't care so much about. Umaniach makom panoi belo kara mina kara terius latet sham. And this is coming, I believe, from the Rambam, not from the Gemara. It says, and you should leave an open space on your table where you normally have dishes of food, where you normally put one there. So pashas that refers to, let's say you have some kind of a buffet, either in the middle of your table or on the side of your table. You have a bunch of your normal dishes that you put out. You should leave, actually, an area empty on your buffet or on your table where food is served. So you see, it looks like there's supposed to be some kind of something there, some kind of a platter, and it's missing. Some say it refers to courses. Let's say you always serve a 5-course meal. So when you're having during the week, if it's not Shabbos, you should serve 1 course less.
But if it's Shabbos and you have guests, there's no...
No, at the Shabbos, we never do this exactly. No avelis in Shabbos, we don't do this at all in Shabbos. Not Yom Tov, and some say not Purim. But otherwise, it's... So this... the post can basically say, in general, either it should be done, or... perhaps it could be. So I think that's the most common way to practically do it is if you leave an area where you have a buffet, even a chasana, they all say this should be done. Okay. However, you will also find among some of the achronim, like the Aruch HaShulchan, who says lo shamanu lo ra'inu. I don't know if you use that expression on this issue, but basically we never saw anything like this. We don't even know what we're talking about. Like I just said, are we talking about a buffet? Are we talking about a 7-course meal? And everyone nowadays just serves different amounts. Some of the poskim right nowadays everyone serves different amounts. And if you only, one person's going to serve 2 types of chicken, and one kind of person's going to do a stew, and someone's going to serve green beans and whatever it is, or a kugel. And now, if you don't see it there, you're not going to know what is missing. Not going to be obvious to you. You're just going to think, oh, the guy didn't feel like cooking, as much as I would have liked, or this is what they normally do. So, anyways, many poskim lamaisa do say, well, we know that most people don't do this, and they say nowadays don't even bother because we don't even know what it's talking about. So you have two solid groups to say to do something. I don't know if anyone really says. Have a space at the table where you have a chair and don't set it with a plate. So I haven't seen that, but again, it could be Mekayim on some level. And I haven't.
I've never seen.
Maybe one day, hopefully it'll be built today, but until then, maybe at a chasana when it'll be appropriate, let's say when they have at the end, what do they call it? Simchas Chasan Vekala. They have, let's say, three chafing dishes. They should leave one empty or space for one empty with the little
sign.
Right, not a gold fancy thing, but just a little black and white zechel korban. I don't know, but okay. So 2 schools on thoughts how to handle that one. And some say even ad kadei kach be like yuhara and don't be weird. I don't know. So just learning out there. Okay. Right. Just Aruch HaShulchan says don't bother. Kaf HaChaim says you should bother. Just to give you 2 names out there. Let's see. So this applies Siddur Mitzvah, Chasana, everything like that. And okay, let's go on. Next, where we leave off. Ukesha Ha'isha Osa Tachshite HaKesef VeHazav. So a woman's wearing jewelry. So Mashare Aminu Yimini HaTachshit Shinoheged Bahem. So from the stuff that she normally wears, she should leave one out. Kedei shelo yeh tachshit shalem. So that she shouldn't have her tachshit, her jewelry should not be complete. and it should be in mind, zecher lechorban. So she's obviously allowed to wear 100, for sure everyone says that she's allowed to wear at least one necklace, one earring, one bracelet. She doesn't have to like start being naked with one of the items of jewelry. However, how far to take this? So the Mishnah Brura writes, she just doesn't have to wear all the jewelry in her drawer, basically. It's definitely not the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, but I'll just throw it out there. So as long as you leave something in your drawer, you're Yotze. But Pashtus, it means that whatever she's wearing, one less from what she would normally wear. If she has, let's say if she would sometimes wear... Exactly. So also what she's normally wearing is also a question. It's also a little bit like the previous thing of we're not so understanding what that means. But
there is a minhag for the chala to take off all her jewelry when she goes on the chuppah.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a moment. So we just, you all mentioned there's a chala to take off all the jewelry?
All her jewelry.
Okay.
When she goes under the chuppah.
When she goes under the chuppah, all the jewelry.
She takes off all her jewelry, and then there's I can't quote it, I'll find it from your mitzvah, but like she gives it out to girls that are supposed to get married.
To keep or to wear?
It's supposed to be a skula that they'll call it next.
Good.
There is a thing to take off your jewelry.
Okay, interesting. Okay. But one easy way to be Mekayim is if she normally on Shabbos would wear three bracelets, during the week she would take one off and only wear two. But okay, different opinions on how to be Mekayim it or not. Okay, Shachasa Nose Isha. And when you get married, Lokeach Efer Mikle Venotin Barosha Vimkom Anachas Tfilin. So there's a minhag that the chassan should place a little piece of ash on the top of his head in the front where he wears his tefillin. Haga, so some do that.
The problem with the columnist, the wife, is in the Sharet Siyum, he says that even on Shabbos she should do this.
Do what? Oh.
They have less jewelry.
Less jewelry.
Really?
There is no, when is the...
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
There's ways to try and be Mekayim it, but okay. Haga, v'yesh mekomo shenagu l'shaber kos bishat chuppah. Now, I think most of us are very familiar with, she says, some do have the minhag. We break a kos at the chuppah. So many Ashkenazim often, they break a ceramic plate at Tanaim, and a glass, and then everyone breaks a glass cup under the chuppah. I think most of us do it right after the Shavu Brachos of Nisuin. And some do before, after Birkas Erusin. Again, there's different customs, what material to use, but the interesting Gra writes, based on the Asan Pis, I think it was a Dirshu, the Shem the Gra, where he gives a reason, Dafka, why one is often, one is ceramic and one is glass. Because ceramic, we know, Ein lo takana, once you break, it's garbage. Glass can be remelted and remade. So, whether you like it or not, he writes, by Tanaim, there ain't no takana. You made a contract. You signed the contract of Mamon, and you're chayav to keep it now. There's no way out. Right? But when it comes to gerushin, and assuming, there's always gerushin if it's really not working out. So that's his remez. Most of the poskim, if you want to look them up, Maaseh Rokeach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and others, point out it's not appropriate to scream Mazel Tov at the time of breaking the glass. Because it's Zecher LeChorban, it's not, before and after is appropriate, but not right at that moment. The Beis Hillel writes, well, it could be, why it's okay, is because we don't want to end, I mean, Jews always want to be optimistic and don't want to end off at a good note. So right after you break it, then you say Mazel Tov to end off on a positive note and continue with the chasana. Anyway, let's see. Right. Mishnah Brura points out the obvious, it's obviously not Baal Tashchis breaking these because it's for a purpose, to realize not to be overly happy and remember the Chorban. V'kol elu hadvar. Oh, I skipped. Ol esu mapa shechora ushar divrei avelus barosh hachatan. So this I haven't seen, but some people do put a black cloth or something on the head of the chasan.
Rav Soloveitchik was very mapa.
Rav Soloveitchik did put the black cloth.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think Rav Moshe Feinstein.
V'chol eila hadavarim kedei lizkor et Yerushalayim. So all this is to remember Yerushalayim, shenemar, and we often say it or sing it. Im eshkachach Yerushalayim. Okay, so from mikveh they did it. Okay, so the black cloth we haven't seen. Im lo alet Yerushalayim al rosh simchati. So those are the, I think that's two psukim, about not forgetting Yerushalayim. Okay, next, Gemo. V'chen gazru, another gzera, shlo lenagin b'chli shir, to never play musical instruments. V'chol minei zemer, any kind of musical instruments. V'chol mashmiyei kol shir, and anything that plays music, right? That would include modern day technology of radios or cassettes or MP3s. Cassettes is not so modern anymore, so I take that back.
Right. Cassette.
Okay, not a cassette, and not a record player. We're talking, okay. MP3s. L'sameach bahem. To make yourselves happy with music. So the first opinion is pretty clear that all year long, it's aser. And some say afilu bepeh. Even singing bepeh is aser all year long. And again, it depends how you learn the Rambam, but it's very possible that's what the Rambam holds. Fine. So anyways, the Shulchan Aruch writes, no music all year, musical instruments. Haga. Now the Rama is more mekel. V'yesh omrim davka mi shiragil behem. So it's only aser to listen to music all year long, people who are listening to music every single day or very, very often. Kegon, such as hamalachim she'omdim v'shochmim b'chlei shir, like kings who are, whenever they get up and lie down, they're always listening to music. If that applies nowadays, I don't know. Some of us listen a lot. O beveit hamishte, or whenever you are in, I don't know, bars or beis mishte. I don't know. Okay, a house of music.
Sons came back from the Beis HaMishta, and Rashi says it will come back in the Hasana.
Uh-huh, okay. Sorry.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, no, I don't, just don't know if that's this meaning over here. I think it is. You think any Hasana?
I think it's any Simcha. It could be a Bar Mitzvah, Simcha.
Well, we know you're allowed to play music at a Hasana. Okay,
so actually, let's go on. The Minhag is not to play music.
That's correct. The Minhag in Yerushalayim, they say it's written not to play any music,
any
although
music
I've seen in every chasna they at least have one person playing music.
I've been at many weddings in Yerushalayim and I have yet to see a musical instrument.
I've never not seen a musical instrument. That's so funny.
I'm going to weddings.
So they do write that the minhag of Yerushalayim is not to play any instruments. They all use one, or everyone that we know of uses at least one. And I've never seen none.
So
but okay.
Three weddings.
With zero.
Zero.
Okay.
Had a bunch of
it's
guys,
a different minhag of Yerushalayim.
People singing and making
but
you know,
no,
acapella.
No. Yeah. Not even one keyboard.
Nothing.
Okay. Good point. Okay. So machlokas and minhag of Yerushalayim.
And Yerushalmis don't have ever.
V'asur l'shoma b'mnei ha-chorban. So why is it usher to listen to music all year? Because of the Chorban. Okay, so good point. So, V'afilu shir b'peh al hayayin asura. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes, without musical instruments, is singing a voice, a cappella. So that's asur if it's done with wine. If you're drinking wine and listening, that's when it's asur. Otherwise, it's okay. Shneamar, b'shir lo yishtu yayin. U'chuvar nagu kol Yisrael. Now the minhag of al Klal Yisrael, he writes, is lomar divrei tishpachot or shir shel hoda'ot v'zichron chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al hayayin. That basically everything is mutter if you're singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Jewish music that's singing proper inyanim. Now again, some Jewish music is singing shiros v'tishpachot and some are not. So v'tzarech yin. Hagav v'chein l'tzarech mitzvah. And so too for any tzorach mitzvah, just such as a beis chasan v'chala, hakol shari, everything is mutter. Which is why I didn't want to put the wedding on Beit Mishta. It's the same person who wrote the first line wrote the second line. But
I hear you.
So anyways. Sorry.
I'll take it.
It's okay. The video is he doesn't. You don't see him on video.
I cannot recant.
Anyway, so let's see. I think here. I just want to point out. So then you see for Jewish. How about music? Going to a musical concert. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you see it would be Aser, and according to the Rama, it would be. It depends if you're doing. Well, let me finish. It would be mutter if it's just going for once in a while. Except both would say it's okay if you're singing shiros v'tishpachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that could be mutter for both. Usually a classical, symphony doesn't have Jewish shiros v'tishpachos to Hashem in there. So that would be a bigger problem for according to the Shulchan Aruch.
You also have the Ma'aril in Sukkot New Dalit and Mishnah Berurah. It seems good.
Yeah, so we'll get there in a moment. Interesting. Just quick, going to a non-Jewish musical concert would probably seem to be Aser L'kuli Alma for several reasons. Number one, this Gezera, except according to the Rama, maybe not. Then there's obviously the issues of Tznius, Hirhura Yavera, and Pritzis, of who you see. And or what you think about once you're there because of it, and a lot of the music is inappropriate, which in itself is Aser, Timtum Alev, and whatever people are consuming over there could be another issue. Okay, interesting, you pointed out the Mishnah Berurah brings the Maharil. It reminds us, really it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. An interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, the Torah goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, I can't believe it, these people, these Jews, they're making my words of Torah, my psukim, and they're turning into a kamin zemer, and it was complaining, it was a big taina. So you see from the Gemara over there, again, that's not necessarily codified lehalacha, although the Maharil definitely was using it.
It's definitely brought down the Gemara, that's awesome.
Right, so the Gemara, from the Gemara, so at first, that Gemara, doesn't mean every Gemara agrees always, but that Gemara definitely seems to say it's usher to use psukim for music. It's a distortion of what the purpose of psukim is for learning. It's not for music. But then there's another mandamar there who adds, but it could also be, if it's for a bracha, I forget the exact wording, I apologize, that if it's for a bracha, you can look it up in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. And there, he says, if it's for a good purpose, then it's a mitzvah. Something along those lines. So therefore, many point out, if it's for a suras mitzvah, then it's a good purpose. Or some actually say, it's a good and appropriate if you're actually paying attention to the words and it's uplifting. But if you're just doing it as a heter, and you don't really care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it for the music's sake, and you're using that as a heter, so that's when it's a big problem. The Magen Avraham actually writes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, but it's in the Magen Avraham. He says, you can't even sing songs at the Shabbos table if it's not from the book of Zemiras.
Did you say Chaf Aleph or Kuf Aleph?
I meant Kuf Aleph. I don't know what I said.
I think you said, I'm old.
Okay. Okay. The one that has that long leg coming down.
Yeah.
Kuf Aleph. Okay. So that's, but anyways, the minhag is clearly to listen to music. Again, it doesn't mean it's lechatchila, the minhag, but the minhag is efshar lismoch, to listen to live, all kinds of music. Oh, whoa, I went over. So to listen to all kinds of music as long as it's shiros v'tishbachos and appropriate. All right, sorry.